Thank you for calling customer support. This is Cece. How may I help you?
Hi, Cece. My name is Wally Guthrie. I'm calling from Florida, St. Petersburg. I had a charge posted to my credit card, the 6th of April, yesterday, and I didn't recognize it. I wonder if you could help me to see, understand what that was for.
Absolutely. What's your zip code?
33705.
And can you verify that shipping address?
121 56th Avenue South, Unit 303, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33705.
All righty, thank you for that. Let's see here. I have an account here with a pair of Melody Pods. They're ear pods with great quality and sound.
I have those ear pods sitting in front of me, and they were supposed to be $5.95.
Yes, sir. The product was ordered on a 14-day trial back on the March the 20th, paying just for the shipping and handling for 14 days, being able to try that product, and being that there was no call for cancellation, you are charged the final price of that product as a one-time charge.
Well, I just received it, first of all. I haven't even had a chance to try it if I wanted to, but I have not unsealed the package, and I do not wish to purchase it.
All righty, sir. Do you understand? Let me see here one second.
So I don't know when the 14-day trial, first of all, I was unaware that there was a follow-on charge. Okay, that's my bad. I didn't read the fine print, I guess. But I certainly haven't had them for 14 days. I just got them.
I see that you ordered them on March the 20th, and they were delivered on the 22nd, sir. So what I can do here, being that you didn't understand the terms and the conditions, because you wouldn't send them back, we don't provide shipping after the 14-day trial. It is up to you. So let's see here. What I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
I'm not comfortable with that. I live in a CCRC. I'm an elderly person, and my mail doesn't come. I mean, you say it was delivered on the 22nd. We have not had them for 14 days. I don't doubt your word. Maybe they hit a mailbox somewhere. I mean, I just don't know the tracking that detailed, but I can assure you I haven't had them 14 days, and I really don't want them.
I understand, sir.
May I return them to you? I don't mind paying the freight on it.
Yes.
I'll accept that, but I would prefer to return them to you for a refund of my purchase price or whatever that $69.97 is.
No, sir, that's perfectly understandable. You can do that, and there is a $9.95 restocking fee as well. So let's see here. I would need to provide you with a return address. What I can also do is I can also give you my own discount. It would give you 50% off of those.
No, I really don't need them. I'm sorry. If I did, I'd say that was fair, but I'd rather return them.
All righty. I understand. Let me get the address and stuff like that, and I'll be right back on the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you ready for that return address?
Yes.
It's 105 Sarah Way, SERRAWAY, number 179, Milpitas, MILPITAS, California, 95035.
Thank you for that. I think I have it accurately. Is there any forwarding paperwork that I need to provide?
No, sir, not at all. You would need to, whenever you take it, you would need to keep that tracking number that the post office provides you with. You will get a 50% refund today and 50% whenever the product is received.
Okay, that's fair enough. As they say, I have not had these in my possession for 14 days, so I was just looking at the numbers. You cut it pretty closely. all right. But when they receive that, is that called a what's the name of the company or the returns or how do I mark that?
You would just put, you don't need a return name, just the address, sir.
Okay. All right. And I don't have to include a note or anything like that?
No, sir.
All right. I will have the tracking number and, do you need the tracking number?
Allow 7 days for us to get that shipment back. And if you don't receive the refund within 7 to 10 days, give us a call back, provide with the tracking number. And if it's been delivered whenever you call, we can issue you that refund.
Okay, so no other information is needed. Just package it up with that return address on it.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye.